Good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalms, chapter 23. We all love this psalm. And verse 2, it says, He makes me lie down in fresh, tender, green pastures. He leads me beside the still and restful waters. That's the AMPC version. My dear brothers and sisters, when you find yourself saying, I don't know how much longer I can keep this up, you may need to change some of your priorities and adjust your lifestyle. The psalmist said, I'm wonderfully made in Psalm 139:14. God designed your body to give you warnings when you are pushing too hard, like an ache here or a pain there. But we ignore these warnings until we become too sick to ignore them any longer. Right? And because we live in the most medicated generation in history, we take prescriptions, pills, and potions, hoping that's the answer. But it's a short-term cure. We can't ignore God's direction to take time to rest and not pay a price for it. Nobody had a greater purpose or a more important mission than Jesus and his disciples. Yet he instructed them to take time out for rest and relaxation. If you see in the book of Mark chapter 6 verse 31, Jesus takes them aside, right, and instructs them. I've seen many pastors and many churches, you know, they need an area of discipleship where they need to practice and teach their people, right? And the church should not be a place where people are so busy that it negatively affects their health and hurts their family relationships. My dear brothers and sisters, if you are living an unsustainable life today, stop putting off making the changes you need to make. I've also seen people saying, oh, I'm a workaholic. You know, I work very long hours. And in this busy modern environment, we can, you know, work for 8 hours and then get stuck in traffic for 2 hours every day. So it becomes 10 to 12 to 14 hours a day of work, including your travel. That's crazy. What do we need to do? We need to actually make room to rest, make room to switch off from our gadgets, make room to turn off our phones. And maybe it's good to switch over to a dumb phone rather than a smartphone. Many people are doing that because the phones are draining their energy. So if you're living that kind of life, don't wait until something happens, like a health problem or a family problem. Make changes now to live the kind of life God wants you to live. When you live God's way, you will discover a new level of peace in your life. And the Bible says, He makes me lie down in fresh, tender, green pastures. He leads me beside still and restful waters. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful to you. You are an awesome God, a good God, a great God. You are a good shepherd. You know how to lead us. You know, oh Father, that when we are tired, that you make us lie down and help us to rest besides the restful and still waters. Oh Lord God Almighty, when we are thirsty, you know to take us besides the living waters and help us to drink. And Lord, when we are hungry, you help us to feed. Oh Father, the right kind of food and the right pasture. And we want to say thank you for your Lord, the way you beautifully and lovingly lead your people. I pray, give us wisdom Give us wisdom. O Lord God Almighty, that Father, we will live by your principles, live by your word. O Father, we will, O Lord, take time to rest, take time to enjoy our Sabbaths, take time, O Father God, to honor you, take time, O Father, to invest it with our spouses and our children, and Lord, to build a beautiful home. Give us that grace. And Lord God Almighty, I pray that you will bless us, enlarge our territory, increase our borders, take away every pain from our midst, and Lord, empower us today. Lord, today I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out into their jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Keep them from all evil. Flourish and prosper them and lift them up. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I speak healing into their bodies. For your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you and we give you the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.